Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. Your sacred space is where you can find yourself over and over again. These are the words of Joseph Campbell, a writer who became famous several decades ago for telling people, follow your bliss. And I'll say the quote again. Your sacred space is where you can find yourself over and over again. In one of the books he wrote, The Power of Myth, he says, a sacred space is an absolute necessity for anybody today. You must have a room, or a certain hour or so a day, where you don't know what was in the newspapers that morning, you don't know who your friends are, you don't know what you owe anybody, you don't know what anybody owes to you. This is a place where you can simply experience and bring forth what you are and what you might be. This is the place of creative incubation. At first, you may find that nothing happens there. But if you have a sacred place and use it, something eventually will happen. As the passage goes on, he talks about how your sacred space can be a haven in this world that never seems to slow down. And keep in mind that this man didn't live past 1987, so it just goes to show how every generation talks about how crazy the world is and how to get away. But having a sacred space ties in very well with Wednesday's commitment to attract. We talk so much on Wednesdays about creating stillness and attracting what you want into your life by sending your intentions out into the stillness you've created. Often I discuss meditation as a means to create stillness, but anything you can do to take a break from the constant flow of life will help calm your inner waters. And spending time in your sacred space could do just that. So today, commit to creating a sacred space, if you don't have one already. Here are three aspects to think about. Where would it be? What would you put in it? And what would you do there? Your initial answer to that last question might be, I'm going to write in there. If you intend for your sacred space to also be where you work, then most definitely. But in addition to writing and possibly meditation, let me suggest one more activity, ritual. Ritual can be a very important part of your day. As much as I talk about the benefits of breaking routine, having a ritual that you perform every day in the same place and under the same circumstances can really set the stage for the rest of your day and get you in the right frame of mind to let your creativity flow, in addition to providing you with a sense of familiarity and security, which in turn relieves insecurity, worry, and anxiety. Plus, a ritual is often something you look forward to, which lifts your spirits. A ritual can be as simple as lighting an aromatic candle in your work area, or it could be you making a symbolic offering to your muse each morning for inspiration. Just make sure to associate your ritual with your sacred space. Now, where would it be? Well, first of all, where do you do your best thinking? Indoors or outdoors? It might be a good idea to have both. That way you're prepared for any type of weather. Ideally, it would be a secluded place where you can feel unconnected for a couple hours, where you feel comfortable, and where you don't have to worry about anyone messing up your carefully arranged workspace, if that's what you turn it into. But if you can't incorporate all these facets, it should at least be an area you can personalize and make your own. Also, hang things up in your sacred space. You may have heard me encourage you to draft a personal mission statement and hang it up in your work area. I've also made available to you a personal success journal, which comes with a wall hanging of the six commitments so that you'll always know what commitment you intend to fulfill that day. Download that at dreamplaywrite.com/journal. dreamplaywrite.com/journal. But whatever you do, and wherever you do it, make sure your sacred space is indeed a place you can find yourself over and over again. So where is your sacred space? We'd love to hear about it at the discussion forum, which you can access at dreamplaywright.com/forum/attract. dreamplaywright.com/forum/attract. Keep in mind that you can post in the forum anytime, even if you're listening to this through the archive. And please do. We can all benefit from each other's knowledge, ideas, and wisdom. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.